Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Getting all funky in the shack this morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I said shack, not sack. Okay.
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 Just checking.
Funky little shack. Today is National Homemade Soup Day.
Ooh.
I'd like me a bowl of homemade soup on a cold winter day.
I made fish stew on Wednesday. Actually, it's a recipe that our Norwegian exchange student gave me called fiskesuppa, and it was very, very good.
Fiskesuppa, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fiskesuppa.
It's National Optimist Day, where we are supposed to set aside a moment to call or get in touch with those people that were so good to you by being optimists. It's kind of like be kind, right? And it's kind of like
that's
that.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank a mail carrier day. Just fling open a door today to your mailman. Say, hey, thanks. I'll be like,
I think we should probably thank them every day, seeing as they've been dealing with some stuff recently.
Yeah, some bad stuff. And here's a good one. It's National Hemp Day.
Hemp. I'll get my necklace.
What, are you going to smoke it?
No.
Oh, you mean hemp jewelry, that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. What happens if you eat it or smoke it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I don't even know why. But you know what? I think, imagine if we all used the medical use of hemp. Not just recreational, but imagine how we all would be like people like our favorite guy, Bernie Sanders. Imagine this.
We're going to legalize marijuana in every state in the country.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what else we're going to do.
What? Okay. Hang on. It's coming.
We're going to start businesses to sell legal marijuana.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's amazing what you can do with pitch control on somebody's voice. You know what I mean?
But, like, hemp is not marijuana.
Well, technically.
They're two different plants. And there's no THC in hemp.
Technically.
Well, but, like, hemp is just a variety of the plant, but it doesn't do the same thing as weed, like as pot.
Said the girl wearing the jewelry.
I'm just saying.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Like, they're different.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
94KX. Put your lips on this. Jimmy Fallon and one of his band members are having a dip-off tonight on television. They are going to do their Super Bowl
dip. Buffalo chicken dip?
Oh, they won't reveal what kind of dip they're going to make, but one of the band members on The Tonight Show claims that he makes the best Super Bowl dip ever. Fallon kind of got offended and said he's got a secret family recipe dip, and they're going to have, and it was funny because Fallon says, do we have to call it the first annual? Think about that. It is kind of funny. The first annual dip-off. And they're going to find out who gets the glass bowl trophy.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
I thought, when I saw that, I thought, Tom and Laura should have done that.
Oh, man. They took our idea. Actually, no. It's a great idea. We could copy them.
Yeah, yeah. Not to be confused with that, Chipotle is sharing their famous, oh, my God, salsa recipe for people who want to watch the Super Bowl.
I saw it on TikTok.
Exactly.
It's a decent recipe.
I thought it was kind of funny the way it was displayed on TikTok.
First chop the red onions, then chop up the jalapeño. You see, we all need a little bit of spice in our life or end. Then chop, chop, chop the cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, that's on you. JK, we know it's a gene thing. Then add all of your ingredients together and don't forget the lemon and lime juice and salt OFC. Mix it all together. Mix, mix, mixy, mix, mix. Okay, that's it for today's video, Willie. Bye.
Isn't this whole Alexa voice thing just hilarious?
First, chop up the jalapeno. Great.
You should do a Try It Tuesday in an Alexa voice without laughing. I bet you can't.
I don't think I could. I really don't.
First, we
are going to head to the backyard and get some fresh snow to make our snow cream.
And people would be like, what's wrong with Laura?
I know, right?
News is next.
I don't think I could do it without laughing, though. I wouldn't be able to keep it.
That's
keep
the
it
challenge. That is the challenge. Mark's coming up next with the news. Rob, the Sports Center, has got that. And Steve with the weather.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Well, there's all the pushing and shoving going on out there. We've already heard the news.
Striking news everyone talking about.
Now, it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
We are headed to Florida, Tom.
Oh?
An elementary school encouraged kids down there to dress up like everyday heroes. A 9-year-old named Harper, her hero, the local Chick-fil-A workers. Her local Chick-fil-A made her an honorary employee for a day. She even got to serve her mom at the drive-thru. Fun fact, are you ready for this one?
Okay.
The McDonald's in Elysburg, they did that for my sister when she was little.
No kidding!
Yeah, she had like the full-blown McDonald's gear and she ran the drive-thru for a morning.
That's one piece of good news for a 9-year-old super fan, right?
Right, absolutely.
Great stuff.
Moving on, and this one tugs at the heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
People across the UK last evening stopped to clap yesterday for Captain Tom Moore, who passed away this week. Now, if you don't remember who he is, he's the 100-year-old veteran who raised over $40 million walking back and forth across his patio last year during quarantine.
3, 2, 1, clap.
Rest in peace, Captain Moore.
Right. They nationally had a moment of silence and then that big clap for him. He was awesome.
That's good news.
And last but not least, to bring in businesses, restaurants are starting to offer discounts to people, which that's nothing new, right?
Right.
Yeah. An owner of a place up in Massachusetts, which it sounds like our kind of joint, the Rumble Seat Bar and Grill.
Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah.
He says he's doing what he can to thank healthcare workers. They're going to start giving discounts to people who got the vaccine.
We here really appreciate them being on the front line. And not only are they taking care of everybody that has the COVID, putting themselves at risk, but they are the first ones that are kind of like the guinea pigs for all the rest of us getting the shot. And I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking care, everyone. Care.
Right? You hear that Boston accent. That Boston accent.
That's a good thing, though, what they're doing.
Basically, if you click on the link, there are a whole slew of restaurants who are doing this. And mainly it's to thank healthcare workers because they are some of the first ones to sign up for the vaccine. So really good stuff. But the Rumble Seat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have a pint there. That sounds
road
good to me.
Road trips. That's good news.
That's good news. That's great news on this Thursday morning. You can hear it every weekday morning right here on Tom and Laura in the Morning with 94KX.
Ooh, Laura, what do you get when you combine M&M's with Schitt's Creek? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
A good snack to watch during an excellent show?
Maybe a good commercial to watch during the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I love being the spoiler on Super Bowl commercials, by the way. I think everyone has noticed. You still have to watch the game to see the commercial, but here with Tom and Laura, you get exclusive audio.
I feel bad for kicking your seat on purpose.
I'm sorry for mansplaining. That's when a man...
I know what it is.
Wish he'd have just told you it's a boy.
I wish you didn't have to hear all that.
Sorry I called you Karen.
That's my name.
Sorry your name is Karen.
I promise I will not eat any more of your friends.
Really?
It might happen one more time.
I can't wait to see that because it's so funny to listen to.
It's fantastic. I love David.
I'm sorry I ate your friends. The M&M's campaign is just amazing. So
it happens all the time with M&M's, though. One of them is always like, stop looking at me like I'm dessert. You are dessert.
How about when they eat each other? There's one M&M with chocolate all over his face.
Yep.
It's just sick and warped, but very funny. So look for Dan Levy. And we'll enjoy the Super Bowl, I guess. Hey, we have a lot coming up next hour, including our viral comedy cut, Birthday Buddies, and something I like to call a brush with stupidity, but instead we call it...
And there it is.
It's all on the way.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning. Mark Lawrence hands me this traffic update. There's a serious car accident on Route 1115 in Perry County. Now, that's south of Selins Grove, Liverpool area. The accident involves a car and a tractor trailer, and it has the entire highway blocked, and Lifelight has been called in. So, so many people in this area, Laura, travel to Harrisburg to go to work in the morning.
Yes, please be careful. That is not a good thing to hear this early in the morning.
No, it's not. So we'll keep you posted on that. That just happened a little while ago, and it's got Routes 1115 north and south, south of Selins Grove, Perry County, down that way. It's got that highway messed up real bad. All right, our virtual piece of comedy this morning. What if your boss got on a Zoom meeting and the Zoom meeting was meant to lay off 40% of the employees? Very serious topic. However, what if said boss's teenage son had installed Auto-Tune to the computer right before?
No.
Now, if you're not familiar with Auto-Tune, it's in most songs right now just to make everybody sound better. So what if the teenager installed that Auto-Tune right before dad got on his meeting?
And dad didn't know.
Unfortunately, our company has been hit extremely hard by budget cuts. We are going to have to be laying off about 40% of the staff today. I'm sorry, am I Auto-Tune? Are you guys hearing that? I'm so sorry about this. My stepson was playing with some DJ software on my computer earlier. KC, what did you hear? I'm calling Mark from IT. You can live in my house. Sorry, Mark, you are also laid off. KC! I sure wish I could lay off my stepson instead. KC, come in here now!
Ow, ow, he's slapping the kid.
Oh my gosh, just call him DJ Pink Slip.
Perfect name, DJ Pink Slip. Boom.
It's not funny.
But it kind of is. That's our viral comedy for the day. Hey, coming up, some comedy late night style. Jimmy Kimmel has his thoughts on the Super Bowl, birthday buddies, and more.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
If you were dull, would you be proud of it? Tom and Laura in the Morning. What do you think, Laura?
I think you have to strike a healthy balance. Being too sort of like interesting and out there all the time can be fatiguing, but then also you need to have a little pep in your step.
I totally agree. There is a dull men's club, which is out there.
And what?
Yeah, there's a dull men's club where guys join it. And they have to fill out a profile and talk about what they think is great, what they do as a hobby, all that stuff. And then they induct you into this club if you're really dull. And to make matters funnier, there's actually an annual Dullest People in America award where some of these dull men's club members get on the list and they're actually proud of it.
That's cool. You do you, boo.
I knew you were going to say that. Take a look and a listen to Johnny Muir from New Mexico. He's proud of being dull.
Dullest man, one of the dullest in the world. When I look at the crowd I'm a part of, wow, I'm so impressed with the other folks, the other dull people. Who would have ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people. You need to step back some from that bright, shiny stuff and towards the dullness. And I think the closer you get to dullness, the closer you get to enlightenment.
You hear that, Laura? That's what we're doing wrong. You and I have to step away from the shiny things and embrace the dullness.
I mean, haven't I been doing that for the past almost year?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't mean to strike a nerve there. You're probably right. You're stuck in the house.
Okay. Right. Just checking. I mean,
I hope you don't make the list. I hope you
we've gone nowhere and done nothing.
Johnny embraces the dullness. He finished number 5 on the list this year. Johnny's from New Mexico. He collects gas station memorabilia.
Wonderful.
The rest of the dullest people in the world, not just America, finishing number 4, the founder of the Telegraph Pole Appreciation Society in Wales.
Wow.
Go out in front of your house right now and hug the utility pole. Laura, I'll wait.
I'll be back. Hold on.
Number three was the guy who has collected over 1,100 vintage washing machines. I only want one that works is fine. Okay?
You do you, boo. Okay. None of this sounds dull. It just sounds like people who have incredibly interesting hobbies and interests.
Why do you stick up for everybody? Number two is a man in England who's a historian studying manhole covers.
They can be quite beautiful. Have you ever seen manhole covers in different countries?
No.
They're almost like little tiny pieces of art in the ground.
Great for you and the manhole covers. And the number one dullest person in the world, a woman in California who collects caution wet floor signs.
I actually...
Don't.
Like... So she takes them and then people could slip and fall?
I guess. Or she sees them and she buys her own. I don't know.
Hmm.
The dullest people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. As we get out and we get moving on a Thursday morning, we know that we're not there.
No.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Just no. No.
94KX. In Beverly Hills. Working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. Steve has the weather. Next hour, the Wise Market ladies, the Healthy Bite ladies are back, Laura.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Catherine and Beth and find out what's going on and staying healthy for the month of February. We all like to have fun in the snow, right?
Of course we do.
I mean, you like frolicking with your dogs and your nephews and... having fun
that. Yeah, we went out. We did some sleigh riding. We did some snow angeling.
Yes.
Took some hikes.
Snow angels. Yeah, very cool. Sometimes our fun and frolicking in the snow, it could be a little dangerous. I've done this before. You look for a big parking lot that hasn't been touched, hasn't been plowed yet, and you fly in there with your car, and you cut the wheel, and you swing a donut.
Some donuts. Okay, I could see you doing that.
Have you done that before or no?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, no, but I've been in the car with someone who has been doing it. What's up, Brian? How you doing this morning?
Okay, I thought you were going to blame me. What's up, Brian? Anyway, people do this, and it's fun, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful what is surrounding you. Like, if you're going to do a donut in a parking lot, please make sure the parking lot isn't near a lake.
They were banging on the windows in the car. Nobody was out of the vehicle, but it was more than 50% underwater. So I started trying to smash out the back window, but I couldn't see if I was getting through the window or not because there was ice chunks flowing and the truck was sinking.
The vehicle was actually floating away from us. So even with the reach of the tower ladder, we were at maximum capacity on that ladder, and we had literally seconds to try to capture the individuals in the vehicle and get them out of there.
The 37-year-old woman in Connecticut and her friend were rescued by passerbys shortly before her truck sank into the lake.
Oh, my goodness. What? Where was she doing a donut? You don't do that near a lake.
That's exactly what she was doing in a parking lot, a park parking lot next to a recreational lake.
No. You choose the parking lot wisely. Seriously.
Yes. Yes. Because sometimes fun can be very dangerous. And oof. Laura and Tom look at each other and say,
and there it is.
The clocks are ticking. Tom and Laura in the morning. We got to take care of our ticker this month, don't we, Laura?
I mean, indeed, we do. Heart Health Awareness Month with the Evangelical Community Hospital. Also, we're being kind with the United Way. We are doing a feel-good Friday with Figo. We're doing all the things.
Yeah, and the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies, they want to stay heart healthy as well. So this is cool. Say good morning to Catherine and Laura.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine?
Good morning.
There she is.
Okay. There she is. Good morning.
I'm thinking I got all the right buttons pushed. I was a little scared there for a second. Okay.
Sorry.
Laura, it's all about hearts this month, right?
Indeed it is. Keeping our ticker healthy and eating foods that will put us on that path to heart health.
And heart disease is still numero uno in America for deaths. We got to get better at taking care of our hearts, right, Catherine?
That's right. So genetics does have a little bit to do with it, but there are also things that we can control to reduce our risk for heart disease. So first and foremost, obviously eating well. So we want to be focusing on foods that are good for our heart. So things like omega-3 rich salmon and tuna and walnuts, things that have fiber in them. So beans and oats. We always hear that oatmeal is good for our hearts in the morning. Also potassium. So your fruits and your vegetables. So making sure that you're getting enough of those really good heart-loving foods in your diet every day is going to go long ways to reduce your risk for heart health.
And knowing your numbers is very important too, right?
That's right. That is so important. So knowledge is power. And whenever you know what your numbers are in terms of your blood pressure, cholesterol, your good cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, that awareness will, you know, help you know what changes you might need to make. So it's really important if you haven't gone to the doctor recently, got blood work done to find out what those numbers are, that's the first step, is to find out what your numbers are.
Okay. And your primary care physician, caregiver could help you with that. Laura and I like to make lists, right? Laura and I are, we make a list, we check it twice. You have four habits that we should be aware of?
That's right. So number one is definitely eating well. Number two, getting enough sleep. Our body uses sleep to heal and repair itself. And that includes our cells, our tissues, our blood vessels. So all of that is healing while we're sleeping. I know, right? Like, so good.
But when you know, Catherine, when you're an early morning radio person, Laura, and we stay up late to watch Netflix, it could be tough.
That could be tough. You might want to schedule a nap in during the day.
Okay.
I'm all for nap.
So am I. All for number three now.
Yeah, number three is movement. And this doesn't need to be like super hard exercise at the gym. If you're not getting any movement right now, bundle up, get outside, start with a walk. And then finally, the last one is controlling your stress. So stress actually does affect our heart health. So making sure that if you are chronically stressed, you're finding ways that work for you to reduce that stress.
Oh, definitely. Rob, the Sports Center, who does our sports top and bottom of the hour every hour, when he gets stressed, he just goes out and walks up and down the driveway for a while.
Perfect.
And comes back. You like that? You like that idea? Okay.
Yep.
I think Laura just walks her dogs.
That's even better.
Yep. We get outside. We get our steps in.
Yeah, and if you wear one of them little watches, you could count your steps. Catherine, you've been so much help today. And you know what? It's simple little things. That's what counts, right? To stay healthy.
It is. It's the little things add up.
Healthy Bites is available at Wise Markets and online as well. And our healthy tips from Wise Markets are here with Tom and Laura. Catherine, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Well, the big game is coming, the Super Bowl. We could say that Super Bowl there. We're not attaching it to money, Mr. NFL Commissioner, because there's a local guy in the Super Bowl for the second year in a row. I think that's
cool. Vici.
Yeah, Vici. Brett Veach from Mount Carmel. We did this last year, and it was very cool, but the Chiefs are back this year. So if you don't know the name Brett Veach, he's a general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ah. Yeah, and before that, he worked for the Chiefs on staff as director of player personnel. And before that, he spent some time in Philly with the Eagles. But he is a red tornado.
So if he spent time with the Eagles, the biggest Eagle fan in the world, Matt Catrillo? No, your dad, Laura.
Yes, it's true. Actually, I mean, being from Mount Carmel, my dad knows the Veach family. Great people. Yeah. Awesome people. And, you know, Brett got his start as an intern with the Eagles back in, I'm trying to think, because he's a little bit older than I am. So I was at Bucknell. I think he graduated about 2 or 3 years ahead of me.
Okay.
So his internship was like 04 to 07.
Wow. That's a long internship. So, And yeah, I mean, he climbed his way up the ladder to the GM position. You know, there's another guy locally who went to Shikellamy and played college football, and he's doing the same thing right now with the Buffalo Bills. So that would
that's
be really cool.
Cool.
So I know he can't hear me unless he's listening on the app, but TP, Tyler Pratt, our buddy Ron Pratt's son. So yeah,
here's the thing, the Central PA, we love our football. And we get some really amazing, high-quality athletes coming out of this area. Think about it. Even most recently, SoCo, Julian Fleming.
There it is.
Playing for the Ohio State.
The Ohio State. He's going to the NFL. There's no doubt there. I just think, like, this area, like you said, being a football neck of the woods, we put people into the NFL, and they don't necessarily have to be star players. They could be trainers or player personnel, like you said, with Veach. Vici, if I could call him that. I don't know him. Anyway, it's just really a cool feeling, Central PA football country, right?
It really is. It's pretty awesome.
In the Super Bowl, we'll see the commercials, and they'll be entertaining as well. But here's one you might not enjoy, Laura.
Oh.
Will Ferrell will appear in a General Motors Super Bowl commercial.
Okay.
Holding a book called The History of Norway.
Oh, we love Norway.
Well, Will doesn't.
A bunch of Vikings killed each other. Two guys named Olaf had the first mackerel slap fight. Someone else went skiing. Sweater weather was officially declared forever. I hate this place.
What?
Now, you'll just have to watch the Super Bowl to see the entire ad, but Will Ferrell hating on Norway.
Norway's like one of the best countries ever.
So does this change your opinion of Will, one of the funniest guys ever?
Oh, I don't know. Will and I might have to fight over this one. Norway's awesome, man. And sweater weather, they want it all the time because they make the best sweaters in Norway.
I wouldn't know, but okay. So if you're going to fight with Will about this, do we have the Laura Good, Will Ferrell mackerel slap-off?
Yes.
Wow.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's Feel Good February.
Ooh, it is. And that means something Figo.
That's right. We're keeping it Figo, fresh, and fit. And as our friend Chelsea, who we'll talk to tomorrow, by the way, as she would say, kids, pay attention to what goes in your coffee. I never thought of this.
I like the kids thing because that is so Chelsea. Kids.
I know. She goes, hey, kids, pay attention to what goes in your coffee. Here's the thing. Coffee is really good for you, especially for your heart. There's lots of antioxidants. It boosts your metabolism. But then we have to go and we have to zhuzh it.
Yeah. And zhuzhing is fun, but zhuzhing could be dangerous.
Zhuzhing can involve a lot of sugar, a lot of cream. And listen, don't get me wrong. I love me a good mocha frappuccino, extra grande frappe with the whip, blah, blah, blah. But every single day, not good for the wallet or for the waistline, and especially not good for the heart.
All right. We'll talk to Chelsea tomorrow and all month, right?
That's right. And we'll be sharing tips every single day as we feel good this February. Also, Rocking Red for Healthy Hearts. It all goes together, Tom, with Evangelical Community Hospital, talking about tips and tricks and being aware of what is happening to our hearts and learning what we can do to improve our cardiovascular health.
Yeah, log on to WQKX.com and you'll see that we're all rocking red on our website. You'll get all the information you need. Another thing we've been doing all month is these super days of savings with Blaze Alexander Ford. Oh, you missed a party last Saturday, Laura. You know how
really?
Bob likes to spread out the food and have a party. I mean, he's just something else. He's whatever.
He likes to give away stuff.
Yes, he does. The month-long party ends this Saturday, and we'll be there for the wrap-up of the party. So in afternoon time, 94KX Live from 2 till 5, somebody's going to win a grand prize package like no purchase necessary. In other words, somebody's going to win their own big game party, a 65-inch smart TV and $300 in gift cards to build your own big game party. Isn't that cool?
Can you toss my name in the hat for me, please?
Sure. Shall you be a Washaleski, perhaps?
Sure. That would make sense, yes.
Because members of the radio show at 94KX are not eligible.
All right, then put Len Dog's name in the hat, please. He deserves it.
Blaze Alexander Ford and 94KX live and on location this Saturday. Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Chad Evans on the way next. Remember, Mark Stevens comes up this afternoon as well. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You got one?
Of course I do. And I actually found this really cool quote by Noel Gallagher. Do you remember who he is?
Gallagher. I know there's a Gallagher that's a comedian who breaks things with an axe and a sledgehammer. And I know the Gallagher brothers were in the band Oasis.
There it is. He is the co-lead vocalist in the rock band Oasis.
So you know what? Everybody always says Liam Gallagher. Yeah, the co-vocalist is Noel. Wow.
Is okay. Noel. And actually, he's a singer-songwriter responsible for a lot of the lyrics from Oasis. Maybe we'll play some Oasis tomorrow on Flashback Friday.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Okay.
Either way, listen to this cool quote. I just thought this was so neat this morning.
Okay.
He says, I love the satisfaction of living in a world on a Wednesday where a song didn't exist that then you're going to create on a Thursday that's going to possibly change someone's life. You're creating that from nothing.
You know, that's powerful because it's music, it's poetry, it's literature, it's an article you post online. You know, that is so true. Something you're doing right now could change tomorrow and maybe somebody's whole life.
Right? Wow. I was scrolling, you know how I do.
Yeah.
And I saw that this morning and I thought, oh, wow. Sometimes we're funny and silly with the quotes, but the thought for the day today, whatever you're doing today could be so impactful tomorrow and could affect someone's life. Just think about that. The tiniest thing, you never know.
True that. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.